G'day, welcome to Partakers ThinkSpot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy and discover what they are sharing with us today. Over to you, Jim.
When your blood pressure is too low, when you feel dizzy, what do? Well, you eat a bag of chips. At least that was a recommendation from a cardiologist. Wouldn't expect that sort of advice, would you? But you see, the recommendation had nothing to do with eating potatoes. It had everything to do with the salt. The sodium raises your blood pressure back to a normal range. Think again. Can you imagine what potato chips without salt would taste like? Yuck! I'm not sure I'd be so excited about following my doctor's instructions. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13, Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." You know what? Jesus wants us who are believers in Jesus to be salty. Not too much, but to have the kind of flavour that causes people to want more. Similarly, we are to be seasoned in such a way that we make people thirsty for the living water in us, the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we have no spiritual salt in us, then it's like eating a bag of saltless potato chips. Nasty. So, be salty. You know something, when I was a young man, after youth club, we longed to go down to the chippies on a Friday night and enjoy salty chips. Especially on a cold night when you had such an appetite. Perfect end of the day, a couple of bags of chips shared among your mates. Yes, an attraction indeed for us. So then, how attractive are you and I to people outside the church? In the book of Acts, we read of the tremendous attraction that Christians were to unbelievers. When certain disciples' behaviour was observed, their lives attracted people to want to know more about Jesus. Why was that, you ask? Because they were living like him. Why were these Christians drawing attention? The answer given, they had been with Jesus. They were living Christ-like lives. Jesus, when he walked this earth, drew gasps from people with his miracles, and people would walk for miles just to be with him, listening to his gracious words of wisdom and seeing the many healings he performed with ease. He was both amazing and incredulous. If you were in his company, you wanted to stay there and not budge. Mary, a typical example. When Jesus arrived at the house, she wanted to remain in his company. Others said, "Stay with us, Jesus." But Jesus had to move on. People would listen to him for hours without getting bored. Amazing attractiveness. Chips are no good if not salty. Agree? Potato without flavouring just isn't right. It doesn't taste complete. So, without Jesus in your life, and of course, we are likened to the salt of the earth, why should any be ready to listen to our message concerning salvation through Jesus? So what are we to do? Spend special time with Jesus, reading his word, and read Christian biographies. Set regular times aside for prayer with God, and fellowship with other believers, listening and learning from each other. And you know what? It will show in your life, and people will begin to ask questions. So start today and trust God to attract people to you as you live like Jesus.
Dear Lord, we are extremely grateful that you changed our lives around and made yourself attractive to us through somebody who cared about us and wanted to share Jesus with us. Now, Lord, it's our turn to show you to other of our acquaintances and colleagues who we are at work with or at school or college. Please help us to make Jesus known through our lives, dedicated to you, and may Jesus be seen in us to such a degree that people realize they need Jesus too. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers Monday ThinkSpot. Come and see us again real soon.